T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
If he gets in, he's going to raise your taxes at a level that nobody's ever seen. He is the first candidate I've ever seen who is running on a promise that I will raise your taxes. I've never heard that one.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
There is no doubt your taxes are going up if this country happens to vote for Joe Biden next week. I can tell you that. Cassie Smedley joining me right now from the RNC. Cassie, I am exhausted just watching the President of the United States the last couple days.
Oh, I know. And he's going to add more events to his schedule. We're not even at full tilt here. But that just shows he's out there fighting for every vote. He's fighting for you just as hard as he's willing to fight for your vote as hard as he's fighting for us when he's in office. And I think that's so important, that visual. Then you've got Joe Biden, who my favorite was Monday. He wasn't scheduled to have any events. And they said, oh, he's going to have a surprise event. And he drove 15 miles from his house and talked to his pool reporters for a couple of minutes. That's it. That's all he did. That's all he's willing to do to fight for your vote. And here you've got President Trump at 3 events, 4 events, 5 events, and then we'll see where we go from there. It's just really wild and incredible.
It's amazing to watch, actually, because you're right. The story on Monday was he's done. The lid will be on for the next 8 days before the election. And then that turned on a dime when they saw what the president was doing, flying to 3 and 4 different stops per day in all of these key states. And they suddenly changed their tune and said, we got to get Joe out of the basement and at least try to get him to a couple of places to make it look like he's working.
Right. And that's the operative word, look like, because it's one event. And of course, it's, you know, just kind of a low energy thing. And then the president goes out on the stuff. I think we've talked about this before. President Trump really does genuinely get his energy boost from being with the American people, being outside of Washington, being on the road, getting that crowd reaction. And if you've been to a rally, and I know you have, but you see when the president, he kind of has a general idea of what he's going to say, but he really listens to what the crowd is responding to. And that's what he goes with. And that's sort of what drives the rally. And that's why no two rallies are alike. They're not even the same time limit, because it's really based off of what the crowd is into. And I think that that's kind of a metaphor for how he leads the country. What are the people into? What are the issues that people really need to see us out there fighting for? And I think that's why he's able to propel himself to do these dogged schedules with these rallies, is because he's getting that feedback and he's getting that energy, because he's getting that direct response from the American people. And I think that's what pushes him to go and do more and to work harder versus Joe Biden, who's like, you're going to vote for me, right? Because that's what you're supposed to do, right? And it's just not the same.
And he's on message. He really is. You know, Tricia pointed this out earlier. She said, sometimes you see rock stars go into different cities and they yell out the wrong name of the city while they're on stage because they've done so many appearances. I've seen Kamala Harris do that. I've certainly seen Joe Biden do that. I have never seen the president announce that he's in the wrong place.
No, and I think that's incredible in and of itself, because I wouldn't blame him if he did. I mean, on Monday, he was in Pennsylvania. He did 3 different events in Pennsylvania alone, and each of them were catered to that part of Pennsylvania. So he could have confused even just the cities within Pennsylvania. But again, it just goes back to his willingness, his desire, his respect for the voter, that he thinks you deserve to have your vote fought for, that you deserve to have your leaders out there coming to you, telling you what they're going to do, and asking you for your vote. And I think that's why you see tens of thousands of people showing up at these events, because they want to see it. It's a great event. It's a lot of fun. But it's a mutual respect for you're asking me for my vote, and I want to go and give you that support. And this election cycle, I think Joe Biden has really rested on the excuse of the pandemic to not have to go out there and work. And I think it was Laura Trump who said, you know, I campaigned harder for homecoming court than Joe Biden is for becoming president of the United States. And if he's not willing to fight for your vote, do you think he's really willing to fight for you and fight for this country? And when you tie in all of the other things that are surrounding Joe Biden right now as a compromised candidate, with his involvement with his son's international business dealings, I don't think he is willing to fight for us. I think he's willing to fight for himself. I think he's willing to fight for his family. But if just his schedule alone is any indication, I don't actually think he's going to fight that hard for our country, because he's not willing to do it right now.
Well, he's compromised, as Tony Bobulinski has told us. Yeah. He's compromised because of decisions he and Hunter Biden and his brother made. Very quickly here, Cassie, before I run out of time, what are the internal numbers showing you guys? Are you confident in places that the president flipped last time, like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania?
I think confident is a strong word 6 days out. That's why you see the president barnstorming these places. He wants to make sure it's locked in. He wants to make sure that that we've done absolutely everything we possibly can. But as you're seeing these polls, what we're seeing internally matches kind of that enthusiasm on the ground. And like yesterday in Michigan, the president's pulling ahead. You're seeing the Senate races in particular are peaking at just the right time. Talking about Martha McSally, John James, Tom Tillis, all of these places are showing a really good spot. And that's because the president is really carrying those races as well, the whole ticket's working together. So we feel really good, but we got to get out there and make sure our voters vote on election day. We know that's what we love to do. We love our I voted sticker, but we got to make sure everybody gets out there. And that's why the president's doing this.
Cassie, thank you. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Mark, thank you. Have a good one.
Get more at 971talk.com.